Not you again. Scene 3.
Excuse me, is this seat free?
Yes, I think it is free.
Must I have a seat reservation?
No, there is no ticket in the seat. I'm sure you can sit there.
Thank you very much.
Are you traveling far?
Yes, I'm going to York.
How interesting. So am I. I live in York.
This is my first visit.
I do hope you enjoy your visit.
Thank you very much. I'm sure I shall.
I hope you don't mind my asking. You are not British, are you?
No, I'm not.
Are you by any chance Scandinavian?
I'm Danish.
What part of Denmark are you from?
I'm from Copenhagen.
Ah, yes, Copenhagen. Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen.
That's right.
There's that lovely garden in Copenhagen, isn't there?
Ah, you must mean Tivoli.
Yes, that's right, Tivoli. And of course there is the Little Mermaid.
Yes, indeed, the mermaid. Tell me, where do you come from?
Oh, I'm British.
Were you born in York?
No, I was born in London, but I work in York. I work at the university.
Oh, how interesting.
I hope you won't mind my asking, what is your name?
My name is Brahma, Merede Brahma.
Is that a Danish name?
Yes, it is. Now you must tell me your name.
Oh, my name is Fothergill. Andrew Fothergill. How do you do?
How do you do?
Are you travelling to York on business?
Yes, I am.
What sort of business are you in, if I may ask?
I am an architect.
Oh, how very interesting. What brings you to York?
There is an international conference for architects.
Do you build very modern buildings?
Yes, sometimes I design very modern buildings, but I am also interested in conserving old buildings. That is why I'm coming to York.
Yes, of course. We have a lot of old buildings in York, the Minster and so on.
That's quite right, but you also have an Institute of Advanced Architectural Studies. That's where I'm going. They are having a conference in the King's Manor about conservation. I am very interested in that.
I think it's rather a waste of money, saving old buildings. It would be far better to knock them down and build new ones.
How can you say that? Aren't you proud of your historic city?
It's pleasant enough, I suppose, but speaking as a businessman, it's a great problem living in a city with archaeological remains and houses which have to be preserved.
How do you mean?
I want to build a new branch of Safeline, the multiple store, but I can't get permission to build.
Why not?
It seems that there is the remains of some Roman emperor's palace underneath the place where I want to put my supermarket.
But that is extremely interesting. Surely you want to preserve it?
No, I don't. I shall lose 2 or 3 million pounds if I let these damned archaeologists stop me building.
But surely you want to preserve your national heritage?
I can't say that the Romans are my national heritage. My business is to make money and to make it as quickly as possible.
Well, I am very surprised. I thought the English had a sense of history.
Well, this Englishman has a sense of business, and I hope you will remember this at your conference.
Well, I hope you will remember that many tourists come to York in order to admire your national heritage. So perhaps you had better do something to conserve it. I am sure there are enough supermarkets already in York.